Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. I'm super excited about today's recording, today's session. I have a very special guest who is a previous client of mine and now a collaborator on a project that I'm excited to talk about today. And she is a very unique artist. She is a site-specific artist as well as a visual artist who is bridging spirit with art and architecture. She creates art that are vehicles for self-transformation and spiritual wisdom. She is the founder of a new approach to art called Birth Humanity, and it's a new art for new humanity, as she says, where, you know, it's a vehicle for self-transformation as well as a way for not the one who is seeing the art as well as doing the art to remember who they truly are. And I'm excited to hear for you all to hear more about her work. I'm also excited to announce that she is now a collaborator on the Ephesus VIP retreat. We'll be sharing a little bit more details about that and her role in this very unique container. And I'm delighted to have you in on the show. Welcome, Anemona Krishan.
Thank you so much, Aisha. I'm so honored. I'm like smiling all over. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm excited, really, but really deeply excited. It's been such a beautiful journey to your mentorship, first of all. So this was really crucial for my path of really becoming aligned with my own creative power, and also the Ephesus retreat, which I've joined two times. First time last year in a one-on-one, and this year in the group retreat in May. So it's just a whole new path for me, started through our collaboration and the mentorship. And it's just amazing also to witness how, and to learn from you, how architecture and art go together. Mm. I mean, I was already aware of that because I was working site specifically and making installations, coming from painting actually, but also spreading into architecture. And what happened on this path was I was usually invited to do art for, you know, existing buildings that had this, well, how shall I say, dead energy, right? Like dead architecture. Yeah. And a very big part and intention and result of my art was to bring life force into these buildings through my art. Mm-hmm. To really connect the people living there or working there with the architecture. And I realized how much of it, through our work together, I realized how much of it is actually a spiritual work. It's like really connecting matter with, you know, our metaphysical, multidimensional aspects of self and honoring the human being through that. So, and then the next step was realizing how much actually art needs, you know, a revolution or a new understanding, entering a new age and a new era, a new paradigm. I realized that I'm just not art scene doesn't work for me. Museums are not really like the way they are right now in general. The mainstream is like, you know, it's like dead art there. It's like isolated from the human daily lives, from our, yeah, also from our, you know, life force in a way. It's like you need to enter this museum. You need to overcome a certain, you know, limitation maybe of income or whatever. There are many things, right? So I realized this is not something I want to be part of, actually. Thank you for showing me that it's not my thing. So I decided, okay, I need to go my own path. And I mean, in this society, artists are the ones who are allowed to do all kinds of things. We have a freedom that we can use, right? To enter open-heartedly and to talk about spirituality in our art, for example. And I felt like, wow, I really need to do that. I mean, who else? If I feel like it's needed, I need to do it. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do it and be like, yeah, well done. It's obviously part of my path to do it, right? So what I've learned from architecture, and what I also explored within our mentorship, is this aspect of art and architecture being something that is serving, right? It has a purpose. It's not like art for art's sake, art for art scene's sake, architecture for architecture's sake, and architecture for, you know, architecture magazine or art architecture scene's sake, but for the people, for the human being. And it has a art too, in my view, has a very creative force that helps us to remember who we really are. And step into this through not only knowing it, like in our heads, but really feeling it in our bodies, grounding it. And this is why I feel it's so important for all creatives right now who work with form, with matter, like artists, architects, designers, landscape architects, interior designers, you know, that we are really stepping into this power now, into this, you know, we are really... We have a big awakening going on the earth. And now we need to do to build something with this energy, right? We need to take it and really use it to build new forms, new architecture, new art, new shapes, new designs. And I feel this is not going to be something that we've seen before. Right. It's not going to be against what was, you know, like, you know, fighting
a
against.
Clash. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not going to be that. It's going to be something that integrates what was before, like also the ancient times and our ending era now. And it will be something new that we are creating from our authentic core, right? We are translating from divine source, if you like, through our own beingness, this information, this energy into shape. And this is something that I've talked about in my manifesto, Birth Humanity, which can also be read as Be Art Humanity, because I feel like we are the artwork, truly.
Yeah.
We are matter, we are spirit, we are emotions, we are all of it, right?
Yeah.
So it encompasses everything. So the understanding of art needs to be opened up to that too, right?
Right.
Become more than just... concept or just a material form. And this is where I feel the creation of art is like morphing into architecture too, right?
Yeah.
And creating architecture that is alive, that has life force, where you feel this is something vibrating, this is something that is communicating with me on all levels, and it's not negating anything, any part of me. It's not negating my body. It's not negating my emotions. It's not negating my spiritual, you know, parts and interests. And yeah, it's like a being. Yeah. Remembering that things are beings, right?
Wow. Remembering that things are beings.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so much that you just shared right now in this introduction. And I'm so honored to be in this space with you and on this great grand endeavor to birth the new architecture and the new art in your situation. And yeah, it sounds like you had enough with the status quo of current art, the current art scene, and stepped out of that to boldly and bravely bring the high art of spirit, bringing the world of spirit, acknowledging that the human being is multidimensional and that has a soul as well as a spirit, as well as a physical body, as well and connected to earth on a very profound level. And your art, I mean, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, I highly encourage you to hop on over to my YouTube channel, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, to see some of the artworks that are the beings that Anemona has on her wall that are a result of a new impulse that she is writing and listening very much hearing right now. She will share a little bit more about maybe a couple of the pieces. So I do encourage you to also watch the video so that you see these magnificent and powerful works behind her. So you are now creating these artworks by listening to this new impulse that is speaking through you. And maybe even speaking through the beings of these paintings and these works behind you. What was the inspiration for these works?
So these works behind me are started after my first visit in Ephesus on my first one-on-one retreat with Aisha. We worked together before in her mentorship, so I want to really, from being someone who witnessed it and like went through it in a beautiful way through her support and coaching, I must say that I'm so thankful for the work you do, the Sacred Blueprint, and really pioneering this path. Because before that, I was kind of lost. You know, I was like, okay, I feel this. I feel like spirit needs to come through, needs to be talked about, you know, experienced, shared, but I didn't have the courage, the language, to naturally speak about it, because it's like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm crazy or something, you know, even though I'm an artist. And you would think, okay, in art, you're free. You're not free. Every scene have their own rules, and you need to be brave to just step out of that. So that was really, really such a beautiful support. And I really felt this, you know, authentic energy coming through me, because you held this space that I could trust that I could let it out and listen to it, you know. And this is what also happened in Ephesus both times when I was there with you on the retreat. The first time was also absolutely a profound opening, and this prompted the works that I've been doing since then, which is a whole new level of creativity coming through. Really, I felt it. People who see the works feel it. So something huge shifted, and I feel the shift that happened was a deep remembrance of who I really am, and a very peaceful release of these false beliefs, you know, and this false self, protection self, that I needed in order to not be attacked by, you know, the established belief systems. So before I went to Ephesus, my artwork was very much still, it was spiritual, but it was more about breaking free, you know, from these limitations. Right. And after Ephesus, it was clear for me, I am free. I am free to do something, you know, to create. I'm not free from something, only. That's just one part,
that's
but I'm
an important distinction.
And free to create. And since then, I've been exploring this. Okay, what do I want to create? What is my unique signature? And how can I bring this divine energy through this signature and translate it into form? And all of a sudden, it's like, and this is also the divine feminine within us, right? That is gets activated to be able to enable you to tap into this huge potential and to be brave to do that. And this is something that Ephesus, the temple of Artemis, the statue of Artemis at the museum, and also the ancient city really moved within me. Of course, very important with your help, because you held the container for me to be safe, to listen to what is coming up, to be able to understand it, to be able to talk about it, which is not easy because it's emotions and it's very much in the body. So it's like, how do you bring this into awareness? How do you work with it and bring it into a business, for example, or into your next creations, right? So this is something that is so important to emphasize, that your energy, Aisha, is crucial for that, really, because it just creates a space where this is amplified. Your connection to yourself and to the site is amplified. And that's unique, really. That's unique. And I must say, this was the second time I was there in May, was huge as well. So there is the next layer that you can receive if you like. And for me, the first time when I went there, it was a very clear feeling that I was there before in a parallel life. I don't call it what you want, but I was there before. And there was something about this place being holding the keys, the codes, the seeds for the upcoming era, for each and every one of us, for our projects. And what I mean by seed is that it's containing the uncorrupted information, who we really are, what our projects are. Everything that has this seed, right, is complete, because the seed contains the whole tree, right? So it's like you receive yourself. This is what I felt. You receive your own codes, your seed, and it starts to sprout from there. And sprouting is a topic in Ephesus, because you see sprouting seeds everywhere in ornaments. So it was something that really happened energetically in this, especially the Artemis Temple in the Mystery School. And it's so much also related to the womb and the throat as creative places and forces. And this is what I'm exploring now within my work. It's all eggs and seeds and, you know, looking for expressing this essence within us and really emanating it, you know, out, letting it just, you know, do its thing, you know, grow if it chooses to. So it's about essence, presence, how to tap into this essence, but also express it, not only let it be in the ether, you know, like, yeah, it's just an idea, but really bring it in, you know, into the matter. And this is what art is about and creation is about. And we're switching from this old era where creation was something for the gods, for the hierarchy, for, you know, for the rich, for whatever.
Right. For only a reserved few, a select few.
Everything else is like, I don't care about people, life force energy doesn't exist, and so on. Like very, closed-minded understanding, and we are moving into a whole new aspect of creation, of physical creation. And this is why I feel Ephesus and the Temple of Artemis and the goddess Artemis are now a very important place for creative people who work with matter, like architects and artists, designers, because we need to build the new shapes. We need to build, I mentioned that before, we really need to step up into this building action, right? And this temple has this energy, this activations to do that. of course, it's an individual process. Yeah. So it's never the same for anybody. You're tapping into what you need to tap in. And if you feel the call, when you listen to us, you're supposed to go there. Trust me, you're supposed to go there, because that was the same with me. Aisha just shared, when she started doing the retreat, shared that pictures, information. And I was like, oh, I know it. I know
you were
it.
You were even dreaming about Ephesus.
Yeah, that's true.
It was entering your dream. So you can't even hide when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is a big, big energy there for us creators, builders.
Yeah.
To bring it in, you know, to build the temples, build the architecture, create the art, design.
Well, I'm getting shivers as you speak. I mean, you speak the vibration of this place. And of course, you know, there are other places in the world that, you know, do have a new vibration and a new message and a new impulse that's, you know, arising. But there's something very unique about Ephesus and Artemis and the temple there. And I'm first of all, want to express my gratitude to you for willing to take the bold leap and entering into this incredible partnership the first time you joined, and trusting me to hold the space. And I very much appreciate all that you shared about me holding the space well. And before you share some of your artworks, more specifically, I do want to share with the listeners that my approach is an approach that comes from a deep listening, like Anemona has shared. And you're not going to go to Ephesus to learn Aisha's way. You're not going to learn, you know, a system like the Sacred Blueprint, although that is available to you in different containers that I offer, you know, to the point where you can even train in the system. But what's important about Ephesus is exactly what Anemona is sharing here, is to remember who you truly are so that you speak your truth out from the creative organ of the larynx, which actually begins in the mystery of the womb space. And so there's a lot of deep listening, and I don't make any assumptions about you. I don't overlay my opinions or I don't have any preconceived ideas about how anything is going to be planned. I mean, that's the fun part, really. We really do open up to the mystery there to receive. That said, I am an architect, and my divine masculine is very strong. And I do provide a very solid container of preparation, you know, preparation steps and a container that really helps this transmutation process that I've witnessed the women undergo experience. So it's really for the women who are ready to listen to that longing within them, that stirring within them to create beauty like they have never done before, like they've never created before. And it's like, now is the time to collect all of parallel, past, future lives, all that you have gained and learned throughout your various incarnations. And it's a portal there where you can access them all and come back into wholeness, like Anemona shared with us, come back to being a whole human being. And this aspect of the human being is so important in this day and age when architecture and art are being taken over by artificial intelligence. Not to say that this is bad. We are integrating. We want to be also of the future. We don't want to be old-fashioned. We can use AI in certain situations and conditions to bring ease to our lives. But there is a risk of humanity being lost right now if it goes off kilter, right? And the angels are there. The angels are there looking down on us. The pulse and vibration, or rather the pulse and the song of Mother Gaia are there too. And there's just what I also wanted to say is that each time I guide a woman there, I want to say temple builder there. You're all temple builders, women who hear the call to join. A new seed is uncovered, a new aspect is uncovered of this place, and I learn something new. And so I'm just so grateful for all these beings that are behind you right now that have been birthed.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of information to share. I would love for you to share one or two of the paintings, yeah, however you feel.
I'm going to go back and get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Get one. Oh, it's so fun to see an artist studio. Wow. Do you see how big her space is too? She has to like go quite far back to, they're big paintings.
They're up there. I'm too small for that. But the first, I want to share the first one that I made when I came back last year, because it was actually the one that, where I really started this whole series.
Yeah.
And this is already this seed and, idea of above the earth, below the earth. So this experience of the Artemis Temple being a place that is, can you hear me well?
Very well. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit echoey, but it's not a big deal. It's okay. We really get a sense that you're in your beautiful studio.
So I really felt this temple being an opening to inner earth, to this feminine darkness, but in a good way, not like, oh my God, it's hell and it's like the worst thing, It's like more the idea of light and dark, day, night, above the earth, below the earth. Matter, antimatter as well.
Yeah.
It's like coming back and seeing not only your light, but also your shadow self that now start to co-create, these energy pools. And the work is called sources, like different sources, but it's this liquid light that connects them, right? It's like coming from above and then rising back up, overcoming gravity, right? So etherizing matter. So it's like this constant process of coming in, going back up.
Yeah.
And this whole experience of time and space that has like concentric evolutionary circles. So there is a lot here. It's like just
there
I'm
is
just
a lot. Yeah.
It's something that you need to, you can look this on my website and just meditate on it if you wish. But this is already a lot. So it's like, the first download that came through me after I was back and I started to do these works that are abstract in a way, but still, I hope, have life force energy and this, this kind of cosmic connection as well, but also to our inner core. So there is this macro, microcosm, the seeding, the expression of the seed, the egg, you could also say egg, I kind of interchange. Because the egg has this head shape. So I wanted to have this like a connection to the human, to our human bodies. Also the head is like the seat of the mind from which we create our reality. So yeah, there are different aspects of that. And then
This one's so profound. Yeah. I mean, it's like architecture, these works too. They're like temples.
That's true.
I mean, there's so many different ways of seeing it.
Yeah.
And
you can even
yeah,
turn
keep
it
holding
around.
it up. Like it really speaks. I think of also the primal waters.
Yeah.
It's like this is excreting from our pineal gland as
Yeah.
well. And I know from you know, mentoring you as well as witnessing how you your process that you're not painting with your mind, you're painting with your pure intuition and listening to the information that's coming through this impulse. But it's amazing to actually now use our thinking head, our thinking mind, our minds,
Yeah.
and look at, oh my God, like not only is it, wow, it's a head from the top, but it's also a head from the face.
Yeah.
It's a temple. There's like also like the layers of like layers of spiritual dimensions or substrates. It's just like, it's so powerful. It is such a powerful awakener, this painting.
And then I started to work with copper leaf, which is a very feminine. I'm going to show you a small work, but it's hard to actually.
I see it. No, it's good.
Yeah. This is like,
it's okay. I know it's reflecting, but it's good to see the shine as well. Yeah.
Yeah. These works are, I'm doing now larger works. I already sold quite a few of them because people are feeling this energy, you know, and they're like, yeah,
yeah,
this is what we need now. So they feel like this emanation of energy that's coming through them.
Yeah.
And this unique quality of copper, it has its own feminine energy that we all, I feel, desperately need as a beauty, as a, you know, expression of this, harmony, beauty, authentic core, authentic seed, right? So there is, what is coming through now on this verge of you know, entering the new. So yeah, this is just
this
a
is beautiful.
You can find more on my website, but it's hard really to, and I like that it's hard to actually depict them in you know, online, because there is this physical experience that is so important. And that's
it's
also
so important.
True for Ephesus, right? Being there.
Being there. I mean, yeah, we kind of got lazy too over time. Like, oh, well, we can just do, and even spiritually, like we could just joke about it too. Like, oh, well, I can just do a deep telepathic journey to go there. Yes. And it is so important that we gather in the flesh.
Yeah.
That
we
we're
are
there.
Physical beings.
Yeah.
That's why I feel, for me, art is such an important means of expression, because you really materialize spirit. You materialize spirit and you give matter the spiritual layer too. So you're like on both ends, right?
And when you say that too, you know, just being in space with you over Zoom, you feel like, yeah, okay, we're together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something missing. Like if we join in person, face to face on the earth within the same location too, right? The coordinates, there's something about that, right? Then it gets much more anchored into physical reality and materiality. You know, pilgrimages, why were they done in the past? To go to these sacred sites, to receive healing, to receive downloads, to be recalibrated. And something also that I want to share with our listeners is that Ephesus was a very important mystery school center. And this mystery school center was unique, and it was rare because it was not tribal centric. It was not the priests and priestesses actually could be undergo initiations there under guides. They didn't need to be part of the local population. So it could be people from anywhere in the world who are traveling. There were many travelers that came in, and a very important aspect is that it was open to both men and women to be initiated, to become spiritual teachers. This is very rare. It was rare for those times. And so there's something also international about the vibration of Ephesus. There's something very worldly. There's information about the world. It's not that we are a cult of Ephesus and Artemis and that we're trying to, you know, this is our cult. This is our, you know, we're, this is the Artemis tribe or something. It's not that at all. We are not performing any kind of weird rituals or, you know, trying to mimic, replicate any sacred rites that once happened. I certainly would don't have all of the information that the people who were admitted into the temple to be trained. They underwent very rigorous initiation processes. And I think it's important to respect that. Sometimes we think it's like, oh, easy peasy, you know, we're all awakening and we can all get the downloads and we can all do this and all that. But, you know, we're still piecing the parts of the mystery together and the temple together. And so it's a discovery. And what's important is what emerges for you. And so women, these works that our Anemona is sharing with you, she shared, people are now starting to buy her works. Like, it's so easy, right? It's like you don't have to make an effort. Imagine what happens when you create architecture in this way. And this is what's happening for a lot of my clients. I'm working with women in different parts of the globe. They, you know, from landscape architects to interior designers to architects. And they're all now undergoing deep transformation and healing through the container that I provide in order to make way for this being that wants to emerge from them. And it is a way, it's a new kind of architecture that is in tune with their signature energy. Just like this art is in tune with your signature energy, but it's not yours. That's what's really important. It's, yes, you help birth it. Yes, it will have a certain flavor and quality of your unique energetic composition, but it's for the world. And these, you're listening to spirit literally and merging with it for these to come through.
Absolutely beautifully said. And it's such a homecoming. This was the last time I was there. I was arriving at the temple with the group and I was like, really, you know, I was so touched. I really had tears in my eyes because it was like, I even get like emotional now. It's like, I'm home. So there is a feeling of being home in your body, in your purpose. And it's not like, okay, now everything is like this. It can be, I do this, I do that. This is something that you can then explore and evolve with your help, Aisha, also. But you tap into this energy and you can undo it. You cannot undo it. You are the next stage of yourself. This is something that is cool. This is so amazing that you're not like, you don't, actually, you lose the fear of many things that are actually not relevant, you know?
Right.
So this is something that when we were there with the group in May, I went to this statue of Artemis that I love so much. I'm going to show her because I love her so much. And it's an artwork, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the great Artemis.
Tiny. Yeah.
And she's so powerful. It's just amazing. And I felt like, she really emanated this to me, like, you can do this. You can do that. I know this. Nothing below, you know? You're in your power. And it's just this divine feminine power that is not a power over. But sometimes I was so much afraid of this feminine power, I realized, because it's so huge that I'm like, I can never channel it. I'm not gonna be able to live up to it, you know, because I saw this from a specific expectation, right? Which is not mine, actually. And so I could really remove all these, layers of beliefs that are actually just artificial and don't make any sense at all for the organic world, right? Which the divine feminine is such a potent holder of, right? And I realized, wow, I can do this. I can hold the divine feminine energy. And that is what was surprising is this power comes in so peacefully, and it's about peace. It's not about, wow, I have to fight against someone else to compete. And, you know, it's about everything has its place. And now I get to choose what I create. Wow. I don't have to create against what I said at the beginning, you know, like fight against and free myself. I am free. I am home. And now I can create. And what a beautiful creation it can get. I allow myself to be free and really like create through this energy coming through. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And it's it's such an amazing path. I mean, I'm on the path. It's not like I'm alive, right? So there is still things to discover, things to create. But I just shifted, you know, from this stressful, fearful, where your nervous system is like buzzing with fear of other people, what are they going to think and so on, all this, you know, made up stress.
Yeah.
And I shifted into, wow, what is my highest joy? Because this is my highest potential. This is my highest creativity that I can express. And this comes through. I mean, the work expresses that. And we'll call the people that are aligned to this energy, right? And that's what everyone, each and every one of us have their own signature with which we create. And it's so important right now to really tap into that and use this creative force. And that's divine feminine force, really.
Oh,
there's so much there. Really.
There's so much there. And to just to, you know, reflect back briefly, or rather, you know, in addition to what you're saying related to the divine feminine, you know, that's really what's been missing in architecture and art. You know, I went through schooling and university that was heavily masculine. All my teachers were male, and while there were some that had a beautiful balance between the feminine and the masculine, and actually architects have that gift of intuition, of creativity, and, you know, they actually are a good example of creators who can hold both, right? The beauty and the engineering, right? The colors and the structure, right? But over time, the feminine side got stomped all over. She got defiled. She was disrespected. She was mocked. You know, to the point where we do not offer gratitude to the land anymore. In the Western world, there are still some cultures who do practice this in the East, predominantly. But in general, we weren't taught at school that the land is a living being, and that she is deserving of offerings, gratitude, thanks, and that this actually opens the way for smooth project planning, right? A smooth and healthy relations, right, between the seen and the unseen world, right? The beings who are all extremely devoted to helping humanity grow and unfold, as well as nourish this earth. So it's time to bring all that back. It's time to bring the beauty back. And I'm excited for the the next Ephesus retreat in October. And I'm so excited that you are now officially a collaborator in this retreat. And I have invited Anemona to be a leader of the creative process, of a creative process, a very beautiful, specific creative process that she guided the group on in our last retreat. And you know, just to, if you want, just give a little taste of that process to the for the listeners, so that you get a an idea of what to expect in October for those who are really hearing the call to join the group.
So without giving away too many details, because it's a mystery, right? But you will discover yourself. What my forte as an artist is to tap into this creative energy within myself. So to enable that to come through, and I encourage you through this process, you will tap into this energy that of your own seed, of your true self. You're able to reconnect to this creative signature within, and also to start expressing it. So it's one thing to feel it, that's important, but also bringing it out into the physical world. So we are starting a process of bringing your signature in into your creations. And that's, you know, like opening the door and really enabling your whole energy to come through into your projects, whatever is your intention for coming to Ephesus and for the next steps you want to take. And I was really amazed and humbled what happened with what came out. And we discussed this also in the group. And it was just mind-blowing and heart-blowing. So first of all, there were layers upon layers about the next steps, about the purpose, about the, you know, the true selves and the true longing, calling, actually, the true calling of these women. And there was also, through coming together in a group, everyone had something for the others. So it was not only about the creation for yourself. It was also through sharing, it became like what I didn't download for myself, I could hear from another woman, for example. So there is this magic in the group where we are tapping into our own seeds, and through sharing that, really like very open and honest, because this is what creation, true creativity is about. You're very honest to self, you're authentic, right? So this is so powerful. This has such a huge energy, you know. And when you start to express it in through art, through architecture, you really like, wow, open the like the flood of energy and creative energy that's coming through, which is good, right? And you are able to manage it. So this is also part of this creative process that that you are then supporting, Asha. How are you going to work with this energy? How are you going to proceed here? So there is this bringing in, you know, opening up, bringing it through, and then all your support. So I'm just a part of this.
Well, I mean, it was just incredible to see what was coming through this creative work that you were guiding the women on. And I could see... It was very clear just through this relatively short creative process, the keys and the codes and the information for example, a whole design modality that wants to be birthed. Like I could see it. It was so clear. And we, you know, I give spotlight coaching and support on how to interpret, right? This, as well as you, you were also supporting the group through, you know, interpreting what was there. But what was even more profound, to witness is what these creations did for them, for each and every one of the women. Healing, profound breakthroughs, like deep, you know, letting go of shadow parts, as well as seeing the talents and the gifts, the spiritual gifts and talents that they actually have. And information that gave, like, it was so clear to them, like, oh, I don't need to be marketing my work in this way, my business in this way, or, oh yeah, that's actually what my soul's purpose is. This is my legacy work. This is the project I need to be focusing on. Oh, this is my, these are my intuitive gifts. I had no idea. This is the way I'm able to read the signature, like the energy of spaces, or how I'm able to tap the energetics of the land, or this is my unique language. So it's just like, I tell you, like the work that we do in 4 days, it's like imagine taking 18 months and bringing that all condensed into 14 days, into 4 days. Like that's what happens. There's some time bending that's going on as well.
Absolutely.
During the retreat. It's magic. It's absolute magic. Yeah. So I'm so excited.
Me too.
So we will be leading the retreat October 24th to 28th this year, 2024. Again, October 24th to 28th. And I'm accepting a couple more dedicated, committed women architects and designers who are hearing the call to bridge architecture with the spiritual world. And this is also open to women who are space healers, house healers. You may be involved in feng shui, you may be involved in biogeometry, geomancy, energy healing. But what's important is that your focus is to create a healing sanctuary for people. So for example, Anemona creates healing sanctuaries through her site-specific artwork, right? It's the new earth, right? We're creating roles, and we're creating roles that nobody's ever heard of before. So that's just so exciting. That's so exciting. So if you are getting the shivers, if you are hearing the nudges, if you're hearing the call to step out of the old paradigm way, which is causing you stress, unease, depletion of your body, and move into a totally new way of creating, co-creating with this earth and with your soul, I invite you to join the VIP retreat in Ephesus in October. And I highly recommend you apply before August 15th of this month, as spots are getting filled. So we want to make sure that you get your application in and enroll so that you can have ample time to make your travel plans wherever you're coming from. And I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
This is going to be so powerful. It's like each time I was there, the two times, it was more potent, more potent, more potent. So it's amplifying. We are accelerating. So it's like really powerful, very important site. Right.
Let's do it. And I look forward to seeing what other artworks birth this third time.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, really excited for you, Anemona. And thank you for joining today's show. And really am excited to see you in Turkey in October. And for anyone who's curious about where Ephesus is in Izmir, Turkey. It is one of the major it is the major port city of Turkey, formerly known as Turkey. And there are many flights that you can catch.
Yeah, and a beautiful retreat center. The retreat
location.
Center.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing food, beautiful views, lots of time in nature, incredible view of the ancient city. You'll get pampered with, yeah, a beautiful swimming pool. There's an option to get a massage there. Yeah.
Got
We're
it.
going to be goddesses. We are goddesses,
Yeah.
Goddess style, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you again,
Looking
Anemona. Such
forward.
a beautiful, beautiful session today. And yeah, see you in October.
Yoo-hoo!
All right. I'll putting all the application information either below this video in YouTube or in the post that I, the description of the podcast. All right. I look forward to women joining. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, güle güle.